A return to campus and the new Academic Wellness Center. It's all on Tennessee Tech Today this week. Hello everyone, I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director, and thanks for tuning in to Tennessee Tech Today, where we take an in-depth look at what's happening on campus. For the first time since mid-March, Tennessee Tech will be buzzing with students on campus as dorms officially open on Sunday. Students will be moving in all week with activities slated for the upcoming weekend before classes begin on Monday, August 24th. To prepare for the students' return to campus, Tennessee Tech Facilities has been working hard to make campus as sanitized and safe as possible. And to tell us about all the improvements is Dan Warren, the Interim Associate Vice President of Facilities and Business Services. So tell me a little bit about what's been going on this summer as far as, you know, the students are going to be moving back in the dorm starting August 16th. How, from a facility standpoint, how ready is Tennessee Tech for students to move back into the dorm?
We are closing in on the finish line for being prepared. A lot of what we've been doing is relying on our carpenters to get to every single building on campus to install plexiglass barriers or corrugated plastic barriers between individuals in an effort to make sure that they're protected as they can be if they can't be 6 feet apart from each other. We've got a request for approximately 800 barriers. We've probably installed 750 at this point. We also have an additional 300 barriers that are going to be pre-made and easily deployable that we're going to have in our warehouse ready to go when the students come back and we find out that there might have been some omissions from the need perspective of barriers across campus. So that's a big factor, a big part of the pie that we've been working on. We've also replaced the touch faucets with touchless faucets in every single bathroom on campus. So now there's at least one touchless faucet in every restroom that's a common restroom, public restroom. In addition, we've also installed a hands-free paper towel dispenser in every restroom, at least one. We didn't get to all of them because that's an enormous number that we can't afford right now.
Right.
We're working our way towards it. We've closed off the water fountains, the bubblers, but we've allowed the bottle filling stations to remain active. There's been six facial recognition temperature stations distributed around campus, as well as 15 different infrared thermometers that are mounted to the wall in each of the dormitory lobbies so that the students that are living here can always take their temperature. We've distributed approximately 250 point of use soap, not soap, about 250 hand sanitizer dispensers by every building entrance. Mm-hmm. In addition to that, we've installed 55 no-touch refill stations for hand sanitizers in one in every building, so that when you receive your small bottle, your small portable bottle of hand sanitizer, if it ever runs out, you'll be able to refill it in any building you go to, so you'll never be without hand sanitizer when you need it.
Great.
And soap is plentiful in the restrooms and is the preferred method for as far as the CDC is concerned for sanitizing your hands.
But are there a lot of paper towels?
Oh, man, we got paper towels. I'm surprised there's trees left in Cookeville, as many paper towels as we have.
You know, it's kind of an unsettling time for parents when they send their son or daughter back to school because of all the unknowns. And so, but what I hear you say is that Tennessee Tech has taken every precaution that we can from a sanitizing perspective to make sure that, you know, at least things are or as clean as possible.
We're making things as clean as we can, but that does not replace the need for individuals to take their own responsibility. We're making it to where you have everything you need to keep yourself safe. Mm-hmm. We can't do it for you. We can't do it for everyone. You have to do it for yourself, and we're making it to where you have all the resources you need to be able to take care of yourself.
Right. So once everybody moves into the dorm and once the students are back on campus, what does that look like for you? Then, you know, at this point, I mean, we've had a few students and we've had some sore folks on campus, but I mean, there'll be a lot more people on campus. So what does that look like as far as your job goes?
So the first few weeks are definitely going to have a large learning curve associated with it. As like I mentioned earlier, we're going to find some gaps in our coverage. We're going to find some flaws in our plan that need some refinement. Mm-hmm. We've covered as much as we can think of, but there's always a scenario that's going to arise that we didn't anticipate. So we're going to get some, we're at an educational facility. We're going to get educated as this goes along as well. Mm-hmm. And we're going to respond as quickly as we possibly can to make sure that the safety of the students is addressed, as well as the faculty and staff. We got to take care of our educators. We got to take care of our students. We got to take care of our staff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I'm sure your staff has been working long hours as you have. And I know we talked several weeks ago when kind of all this was first coming out and first starting to happen, that, you know, it's not anything like you've seen or that any of us has seen or been a part of before. But I would think now you have a much better idea in handling it than, you know, what we knew back when, you know, we extended spring break and then decided to go online on campus.
Oh, yeah. We've definitely gone through a bunch of twists and turns on the road as this has progressed. I'll try to make this something that everyone can relate to. Finding certain materials right now is as difficult as finding toilet paper was about 3 months ago. In the very beginning of this, we did not know if we were going to be able to source hand sanitizer nearly as easily as we're sourcing it now. Mm-hmm. And it was also being, the prices were astronomical. Mm-hmm. During the very beginning of this, and they've definitely come back down to reasonable amounts of money for these things. So it's an exercise in supply and demand that we're witnessing right in front of us. It's been an educational experience for sure.
Yeah.
To watch the dynamics of a country that's going through something that they've never gone through before, like right. This.
And a university specifically. I mean, we've never, you know, had to deal with anything like this. And so hats off to you and your staff. And I know, like you said, once students get on campus, it opens, you know, some whole new possibilities. But, you know, I know you guys are working hard and trying to look at all those possible scenarios to be ready for just about anything.
Yeah, and one of the big efforts that we're undertaking right now is to improve the indoor air quality of all of our buildings to the best of their abilities. Mm-hmm. We do have some older buildings on campus that are not as mechanically sound as others. They're functional, but they're not modern. Modern systems are going to be better than the older systems. So we're having to supplement some of our buildings with air purifiers. We found a supplier that is going to provide us with a HEPA filter style air purifier that has UV lights incorporated into its design, so that anything that gets stuck on the HEPA filter is going to be bombarded with UV light so that it will eliminate any of the bacteria or virus that's on there. And they'll treat 1,000 square feet. So every classroom, every congested area, every congregation area is going to have one of these units installed in them, to try to reduce the amount of virus that's in the air suspended in water droplets. The mask works best, but if it does get past the mask, we have a means of treating and eliminating it from the air that people are breathing.
Gotcha. Anything else you want to add?
We're increasing the ventilation of the outdoor air into the buildings that have the ability to do so. Mm-hmm. ASHRAE standards require 20% outside air to be delivered to each occupied space. We're doubling that to 40% where it's possible. So we're providing additional ventilation to dilute any of the contaminated air that might be present in any of the buildings. And I just want to thank all of the maintenance guys that have been working so diligently around campus to get this to happen, because it has been quite the load, and we still have to go cut the grass, unclog toilets, clean up after everybody while this is occurring. So it's been quite a load, and interesting to watch my guys respond in the way that they have. So I'm very proud of them.
Thanks, Dan. When we come back, we will talk with Carrie Demery of Auxiliary Services. Stay with us.
More Tennesseans are turning to the state's best public university, Tennessee Tech. Tech produces bold, fearless, confident graduates who get an outstanding return on investment, who graduate with the least amount of debt in the South, who earn higher, early career salaries. Tennessee Tech, just like our state, is soaring to greater heights. Tech is Tennessee. To find out more, visit tntech.edu/techistn.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. We heard from Dan Warren on what facilities has been doing to get ready for students' return to campus. Joining us now is Carrie Demery, who is the Director of Auxiliary Services. And she is here to tell us about what other measures have and are being taken to get Tennessee Tech ready to have students on campus this fall.
Auxiliary services at Tennessee Tech is a variety of contracted services as well as operations. The main areas include parking and transportation services, mail services, university bookstore, as well as our dining services on campus.
I know it's been a crazy summer. What has been going on with auxiliary services with students moving back onto campus and classes getting ready to start?
Well, we've been extremely busy. We've constantly been monitoring the situation, making changes to all of our operations to provide healthy environments and safe environments for our students. So this summer has been a lot of activity on campus. Some of our units are a little bit easier to combat, social distancing, mask requirements on campus. And then some of our units, specifically dining services, there's a lot more involved. So that area, we are going to see a lot of changes, and they have been working nonstop, I would say, since this all began, to come up with a plan and put things in place so our customers and students can enjoy the operations, but while remaining safe.
Obviously, food is important to college students, so how will students be able to get food from dining services?
So dining services has been extremely busy. The CAF, which is our full-service operation, All You Care to Eat, we will be 100% full-service. So in the past, students were able to walk up to a station and get their own cereal, get their own milk. Well, all of that is not going to be an option any longer. We still have all those wonderful items. However, they will be associate-served. If they need a drink or a refill, they'll just need to get a new cup every time. We're using disposable cups as well as disposable silverware. There also will be reduced seating to ensure social distancing. So the seating in the CAF has been reduced by 50%, and we're using a multi-purpose room located just beside it to expand our seating options so we are able to serve the same number of students just over a wider area. There also is a lot of directional signage throughout the CAF. There's lines as well as stanchions for crowd control and the 6 feet apart signage on the floor. And we hope, you know, everybody, they're experiencing all this already in the community. So not a lot of it is going to be very different from what they've already experienced. And so we feel all these different plans in place are going to help. We're also requiring that any customers in our dining locations wear masks. All dining associates will be wearing masks themselves. And then one of our retail locations will actually convert to an extension of our All You Care to Eat. So it will be called the CAF Express, and it will be where students can still use their meal swipes or meal plans to get a hot meal that essentially would be in the CAF, but they don't have to go into the CAF if there's any concerns there, and the meal is to go. So they can take it wherever they wish, back to their rest hall, outside, back to their apartment. So we hope that that's going to help. There's also a lot of plexiglass in place, something you're going to see across campus in every department, and dining is no exception to that. Plexiglass is everywhere. Sneeze guards have been expanded so that they are taller to meet CDC requirements. And then plexiglass at all stations where we are handing customers their food is also in place.
I guess the big question is, am I still going to be able to get my Chick-fil-A and my Starbucks?
You're still going to get your Chick-fil-A and your Starbucks. Our retail locations are one of the easier areas because everything was already prepackaged to go. So there wasn't a lot of change there. It's just a matter of the lines are going to seem a little bit longer because we're all standing 6 feet apart.
So what's been one of the most challenging things you've had to deal with in auxiliary services?
I think the most challenging part of all of this is just how rapidly the situation has evolved, and ensuring that we're doing all that we can to stay abreast of the situation and addressing concerns that people have. We know that no matter what we put in place, just like anyone else, you know, there's still people that have concerns, and there's some that don't. But it's just making sure that we're communicating that information effectively and ensuring that we stay on top of the changes as this whole situation evolves.
I know this is an uncertain time, but it is exciting to have students back on campus.
Exactly, and we are ready to go. I can't tell you, just having the few students we've had on campus for our orientations this summer has really lit a fire in all of us. We are so excited to see the students on campus, and we cannot wait for move-in and for classes to begin. That's why we are in this business. We are here for them, and not having them around, they've been missed so much by everyone, and we just can't wait to have all the activity back on campus.
All right. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. We're just excited. We're happy and ready to go. Everybody's going to be safe and healthy, and we wish everybody a wonderful move-in and a great start to the new school year.
Thanks, Carrie. Well, the old fit has received a facelift. I'll tell you all about it coming up. Don't go away.
When the world is moving this fast, boldness is rewarded. At Tennessee Tech, we help you find your bold. We'll help you turn it into a career-ready education. That's Tennessee Tech. Bold futures begin here. tntech.edu/visit.
Welcome back to Tennessee Tech Today. I'm Buddy Pearson, the News and Communications Director. Well, with the opening of Tennessee Tech's new Mark L. Burnett Student Recreation and Fitness Center, the old fitness center has a new purpose and a new name. The Academic Wellness Center, which used to be affectionately known as The Fit, will now be home to several exercise, science, and physical education classes. Tennessee Tech Athletics will also utilize the facility. Christy Kilman, the chair of the Exercise Science Department, joins us to tell us what exactly the Academic Wellness Center is and what it will entail.
So what I've been telling people when they've asked is that we're not moving, we're just expanding our footprint on the campus. And the reason we're doing that is there's a few reasons we are, and one of them is because it's been a while since we've really outgrown Memorial Gym, and so scheduling classes has been a real challenge and that kind of thing to be able to offer all the classes that we need in a timely manner for the students. This gives us the opportunity to be able to offer more classes at better times. It gives us places where we can actually have lab experiences where, you know, Dr. Phillips is not having a lab while there's a basketball game going on, you know, from one of the PhD classes. So it's given us an opportunity to really continue to grow our programs and to grow our student major population, that kind of thing. And besides that, it'll also help us with growing the number of students who can and will and will want to hopefully participate in our PhD activity courses. And I feel like that once people know what the Academic Wellness Center is, where it is, what it is, and what it's all about, that we'll be able to really be able to, you know, have a lot more going on. And we're still going to have a lot going on over at the other building too, so it's not like we're moving.
Right.
We're not moving. We're just stretching out.
Yeah.
So the plan is for the building to be fully operational in the fall.
The plan is for us to be having classes here on August 24th. Yes.
Yeah.
And so some of us have been working pretty much every day all summer long so far to, you know, just what we're having to do is to transform it from a recreational facility into an academic facility. And so with that comes just moving things, and you've got to have different types of things, you know, in the spaces like desks as opposed to cubicles and office areas and that, but also technology. You know, we're having to have data lines put in and some new electric, you know, outlets and things so that our teachers and everybody can have access to, you know, the technology that we need. We don't want it to look like when the students come in on the first day that, oh, they're trying to make this a building, an academic building, and we want them to come in and say, whoa, this is transformed. And so that's my goal. And, you know, so far things are moving along.
What else can you tell us about the Academic Wellness Center?
So the other thing that's going to happen is that the athletics teams are going to be using this as practice facility. So men's and women's basketball and volleyball, they'll be rotating between the two gyms here and the gym at the Hoop, okay, practicing. So we'll have some athletic stuff going on. They will have athletics will have tutoring and study hall. We have a designated classroom for them. And so all day, every day, and then in the evenings, whenever we're finished in our classrooms, then they'll open up those rooms for different study halls as well if they need it. So what we're trying to do is to make all the spaces as academically inclined as we possibly can. So that's kind of my point.
What other sort of changes will students notice?
We're going to keep the little... I don't know what it is called, the little snack bar, the little lounge area. We'll keep that upstairs.
Okay.
We'll be teaching classes out on the track area.
Mm-hmm.
This past year, I got 18 new classes approved, and about half, or maybe a little more than half of those are PhD activity courses, like core conditioning and a survey class for team sports and a survey class of individual sports we've got core, and then we've got cardio conditioning, and so lots of different things like that those will be taught over here, and we'll be able to use a lot of these different spaces for those classes.
Okay.
And then our yoga classes are moving over here. We'll be having martial arts classes over here.
Wow.
In that where the wood floor is.
Yeah.
The aerobic studio.
Right.
So I'm pretty excited about having that space for those folks. So it'll be good.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we've got a few students who've signed up for racquetball, so we are going to get to play a little bit of racquetball down there in the racquetball courts. But, it's pretty exciting.
Thank you, Christy Kilman, the chair of the Exercise Science Department. Well, that's going to wrap up Tennessee Tech Today for this week. Be sure to check out the T2 website at tntech.edu or check us out on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Until next week's show, be bold, fearless, confident, and kind. Wings up, everybody.